Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Heading into the bank holiday weekend and a wave of strike action across Europe could mean delays, cancellations perhaps, and changing plans for many who are hoping to travel over the next few days. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, is on the line. So Owen, strikes are an issue across most of Europe right now. Just tell us what's going on. Give us an overview.
Good morning, Claire. It's as predictable as the fine weather for the Leaving Cert. As soon as the summer numbers start moving, all of the issues, and they're all bubbling away in the background all through Europe, that are animating airport workers and other workers will come to the fore. It sounds a little bit more dramatic than it is. We're going to get through the weekend with relatively unscathed. The most important from Irish point of view is a 24-hour ground handling strike that takes place on Monday at the Italian airports. But there are transport strikes in Britain. The Spanish Pilots Union is striking this weekend as well. It's not going to hit Ryanair or Aer Lingus flights to Spain. And we can expect this to rumble away through the summer, Claire.
Okay, we know a lot of people are travelling from Ireland. We've heard about the car parks being full out at Dublin airport. So should people be worried?
No, not at all. I mean, there are always cancellations. There's a couple of London cancellations today and an inbound from Washington. This is what aviation does. There's about 350 flights taking off, 350 landing all through this weekend. And we're going to, by the nature of these things, we lose two or three of them. Monday isn't going to really affect our Italian flights either. Friend, there's an important clause that kicks in for strike action, because there have been so many of them, particularly in Italy and in Spain, where routes are protected. They're regarded as important to the national economy, and it's not possible to strike at certain times of the day or on certain routes. That's something that has helped, for instance, when some of the Spanish cabin crew, there's two sets of unions that we're dealing with here for the airline point of view, separate pilot unions, separate cabin crew unions, and then at the airports there are separate unions, usually dealing with ground handling. Security workers are different. So a little bit of a lot of different unions, but the number of flights that can be affected into Spain and Italy is curtailed by national regulations. Not so in France, sadly.
So getting out might not be a problem, is what you're saying, but you've got to watch what's happening in your destination. In the UK, for
Absolutely.
Example, over the next few days, if you're planning on getting a train anywhere, you've got to keep a close eye on what's happening on that front.
Absolutely. Now, the way that has been stacking up, and we've had a good winter of it, is that the Tube tends to run, the Heathrow Express, Gatwick Express, tends to get affected. They're not being affected today. There is a National Day of Action. The Elizabeth Line, which a lot of listeners be familiar with, very important getting to the eastern side of London, that tends not, that sometimes has been hit as well. But it's really, again, it's a catalogue of different unions controlling different parts of the economy. And what we have seen strike a fair bit, and it's pretty important getting in, particularly from Stansted, is the coach operators have gone on strike a few times. We also have UK Border. They're very unhappy. What tends to happen there is it doesn't affect flights from Ireland. We have the common travel area, but it is important if you're flying into Heathrow to transfer to a flight from Ireland, because there have been tremendous backlogs there. Another unusual one to watch out for are the German security workers. They've been on strike quite a few times during the spring. What the airport workers going on strike in winter doesn't cause a big fuss, but if you want to get notice for any cause that you're parading, summertime when everybody's travelling and families are travelling, is a time to do it. The French, as I say, pretty good at it. Next Wednesday is the new National Day of Action in France. What I've seen over the recent months has been that each National Day of Action has had less of an impact on aviation than the previous one, and they've never really brought the level of disruption that the French Air Traffic Control and a separate set of grievances managed to do last summer. I wouldn't be holding my fingers that that won't happen again this summer.
Yeah, and that's hugely impactful, isn't it, if that happens in France?
By far the biggest impact, and we've had lots of reports of different unions. Unions, this is what they do. They're good at what they do. We're declaring a big strike and everybody's going to get disrupted. That hasn't tended to happen. For instance, with the Ryanair union, Ryanair is dealing with pilots and cabin crew unions in 27 different countries. So there's always one of them a little bit cranky. But the one that really brings everything to a halt and causes everyone problems is French air traffic control. They've immense amounts of power. You've got three unions. They're competing in terms of belligerence and they're competing for members. Marseille is where most of the disruption has taken place over the last couple of years, and less so Paris has been less disrupted, although the National Day of Action has disrupted Paris a little bit more than the others. It also affects flights going to Spain, and that's something that Ryanair have been very vociferous about. Yesterday they handed in a petition signed by 1.1 million people to the European Union, do something about overflights in France. If the air traffic controllers go and strike in Italy or Spain, overflights are managed by neighbouring countries. France won't allow that. If France allowed that, the level of disruption by the French air traffic control to European aviation and holidaymakers going to places like Barcelona would be lessened.
Okay, so normally, Owen, you would tell us you should check with your airline before you head to the airport. And of course, people should still continue to do that. But this goes beyond checking with your airline. You've got to check what's happening in your destination to make sure that the bus or the train is running, taxis are running, tourist attractions are open, wherever you're going in Europe.
Absolutely, and there have been attempts to blockade airports, and we had a situation developing in March where they didn't manage to blockade, but they were blockading fuel supplies. But aviation is good at recovery. It's good at contacting people. It tells people, don't show up at the airport. This is your route. They put you on alternative flights. If the alternative flights don't suit, you do have options to go looking for other ways around it, using alternative carriers. That's important too, because people are sometimes told their flight is back 24 hours. They have to be there for a wedding, a match, a concert, or to go back to work. And those options are open to you. But as you say, that's just the aviation. They're good at communication with their customers. The technology is all there now, and they're used to dealing with weather events. When it comes to things beyond that, and that includes particularly public transport and the border control and security guards, which caused flights to be cancelled. If the security at an airport goes on strike, as happened in Germany, flights don't fly out. Yeah. One of our airlines was operating flights in but not out again and coming returning empty. So do have a look around at what else is happening, and particularly with public transport.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Curry there from Air and Travel magazine.